This is KERA News. Losing an arm or leg is devastating, and replacing that missing limb with a prosthetic can be expensive. 3D printing is making it easier to create usable prosthetics quickly and much more cheaply. Todd Dombrowski heads the Biomechanical Medicine Clinic at the UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth, and as part of our breakthrough series charting the cutting edge of health science and technology, he joins me to talk about printed prosthetics. Todd Dombrowski, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So first off, why would somebody choose a 3D printed limb or extremity over a standard prosthetic?
If you're a little kid and you want to throw a baseball, you want to play hockey, you can't do that with a $50,000 arm because you can't get it wet, you can't get it dirty, and mom's scared if you break it, it's $50,000, and insurance companies don't always pay for a lot of that. So what we're doing is we're trying not to be the cutting edge, we're actually trying to fill the gap of, okay, you get this great hand that can help feed you, help do personal hygiene, write a letter, but now how do you do some other harder things like sports?
So if I lost an arm, if I lost an arm, and right. A modern prosthetic would cost $50,000 at least for that?
Oh, at least, because you got myoelectrics, and you'll get a hand that opens and closes so you can drink coffee.
When you say myoelectrics.
So myoelectric means there's electrical pickup on your skin, mm-hmm. and it when you twitch a muscle, it picks up the myoelectrics there, and then the myo is the movement, and so it'll move your hand, open and close, yeah. or spin your wrist. That's yeah. all it does. And so now how do I wave? How do I shake hands? You can't move that way. So we're looking at different technologies to help us do that.
How has 3D printing changed the prosthetic game?
Well, now we got a young man who could not ride his bike. He couldn't play hockey. He couldn't throw a baseball. He couldn't be with his buddies. He's 6 years old. He's a young man. He wants to be with his buddies. They told him, no, you can't ride your bike. You'll get hurt. And how do you tell a little kid, hey, I can't do this? So with 3D printing, his mom's not going to let him use this $50,000 prosthetic. So we build him one just for playing hockey. It's a little square hand. We build him one that he could throw a baseball. It looks like a big scoop. We build him one for riding his bike that has a little C-clamp onto it that he can unclamp and clamp, and he won't get run over by his other buddies. And he can go jump and be a kid and get dirty and filthy. And you can't break the thing for the most part because we sometimes even put carbon fiber in the plastic itself.
Now, this program that you're working with at the UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth, it's funded by the Department of Defense, correct? What's like the end goal of it?
Well, the first goal was to do a three-dimensional prescription. So I know every part in space, and so when it eventually breaks or wears out, I get the exact part to you in the exact order.
Like a bone broken or whatever?
No. Just the prosthetic itself. I know where the socket is. I know where the ankle or the wrist is. I know where the hand is. I know that, you know. So that was fairly simple. And now it's, okay, now what other kinds of materials can we use? Can we wick away moisture? Can we wick away heat? You know, if you're with a prosthetic and you're walking around town and it's 108 degrees like it is today, where's all that sweat go? Well, you got to stop and dump the sweat out of your socket. That's not fun. So how can we look at getting certain valves that'll take that, like you're in your trumpet, you get a little valve that takes all the fluid out of your trumpet. So we're looking at doing that.
So where it stands now with 3D printing is that your traditional prosthetic limb
right.
is a lot more complicated, a lot more complex, can do a lot more.
Right.
But this isn't something that you're going to wear out when you go to McDonald's.
No.
You're going to want to save this. And that creates a gulf for a lot of people in that they don't have a prosthetic that they can use in everyday life. And that's where 3D printing comes in. They can have a prosthetic for golfing or for throwing a ball
right.
or for going to eat.
Absolutely. And with the new materials, I can actually start to print copper wires within the plastic to look at different interfaces with the motors. And again, I still think most people, because of the new hand technology, the hand looks pretty close to your other hand, and so they wear it just for cosmetic as well as functional on the high-end side. Mine is just for specific activity that gets dirty, that you need durability, and if it breaks or you lose it or whatever, you just hit the print button and overnight it comes out and here you go.
Todd Dombrowski is the head of the Biomechanical Medicine Clinic at UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.